Hey, pleasant Monday. This is Ozarks at Large. And this Monday, like most Mondays, Randy Dixon joins me on the phone. Randy is with the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. Randy, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Kyle. It's great to be here.
We have talked about governors during the segment. We have talked about lieutenant governors. Today, we're going to talk about first ladies of Arkansas.
Yes, the first ladies of Arkansas didn't really start to define themselves until, I guess, well after the Civil War, the late 19th century. And probably the first would be perhaps someone you haven't heard of, Mary Catherine Eagle.
You're right.
Who was the wife of Governor James Eagle. Apparently, she played a big role in bridging the Old South tradition after the war and Reconstruction, and made herself very politically involved, especially with women's suffrage. So she was really someone who forged the way for future first ladies.
Mary Eagle.
Yes. And then you come up to post-World War II, and these would be considered the first modern first ladies. And the first one was Ann McMath.
Wife of Sid McMath.
Who, as you know, was married to Sid McMath. And they were actually the first to live in the governor's mansion, which was built, it was completed in January, I think, of 1950. And so they made it an official home, and I guess out of default, the first lady was in charge of the mansion, whether it be public or private or just, you know, running the agenda and the management of the mansion.
Well, there you go. Stereotypical roles, right.
And then you had Alta Faubus, Orville's wife. And unfortunately, we have no interviews with her because it was all silent film then. And the same was with Jeanette Rockefeller. And, you know, she had the crucial role in creating the Arkansas Arts Center.
That's true, right.
Yes, brought in the Rockefeller money and the Rockefeller support, and that was kind of her baby, you know, and made it what, you know, it is today.
So that takes us through the early 70s.
Yes, and that's where we bring in, where we have, you know, archival footage of first ladies and where they became involved with the government and issues, and that would be Betty Bumpers, Dale Bumpers' wife.
And she was very concerned about children's health.
Yes, she was, and she started a program called Every Child by 74, and it had to do with immunizations.
We'll use it to staff the organization of the Volunteer Action Centers and setting up centers that will serve the communities that they're in. And in the, at the same time, they will also serve our immunization drive, and which will be a statewide effort. But they will also be serving community efforts, whatever the community, community needs, whatever the community needs are, they will be serving that at the same time that they are helping us with our immunization drive.
Now, the next governor who came in was David Pryor. And Barbara, she made extensive renovations to the mansion. And she also promoted the arts and filmmaking. She actually produced and executive produced some films made in Arkansas and worked, as we talked about last week, with Charles B. Pierce on some films. But Channel 7 talked to her about being in the public eye.
We've been in public life for 14 years, and I think it has peculiarly suited me, prepared me, if you will, for this role now. And both David and I feel very comfortable in the roles that we have, mm-hmm. and we have worked in public life long enough to know what we feel about things in the way they should be.
A lot of first ladies are now stepping out of the shadows of their husbands and going on with their own feelings and ideals. Do you consider yourself one of those type?
Yes. I think that it's a lucky day for women in politics these days, because our people are more willing to let them be a part and make a contribution on their own. I think they expect a contribution, and I think, in my case, I would like very much to make one.
Are there any things you regret about being in public life, or is it all a positive thing for you?
I think in the beginning, it's a hard adjustment for a woman in public life, because there's so many sacrifices made on the personal level, on the family level. But I think the longer that you're in it, the more you believe in it, believe in your husband's work, that it all has equity, all balances out. And even though perhaps you don't get to spend the kind of time you would like to with your husband or your children, the time you do spend is so precious that it works out.
Barbara Pryor, who was First Lady of Arkansas, of course, during Governor David Pryor's tenure in the governor's mansion. And we're going to hear a little bit more about this, but it's an unenviable job, I think, being the first person of any elected official. It's almost as if you can't win.
Sure.
So I
agree.
Now, Betty Bumpers and Barbara Pryor did not seek a political career of their own, but the next First Lady we're going to hear from eventually did.
Yes, and she was probably in that position longer than anyone, Hillary Clinton. And, there were times she was controversial. Being in Arkansas in the late 70s, now Bill Clinton lost the election in 1980 to Frank White because of several things. One, because of, as they called it, Cubans and car tags. And that
yes.
was because the Cuban refugees came to Fort Chaffee, and he raised the price of vehicle renewal tags. But he was also seen as a little too progressive, and his wife a little too progressive. And she chose not to take his name, which Arkansas in the late 70s, I guess, that was frowned upon. And so she went by Hillary Rodham. And Channel 7 interviewed her on Inauguration Day at the Capitol, and Amy Oliver was talking to her about her role. And she, at this point, even early at this point, was planning to take an active role. But what's more interesting, if you could see the clip, and I think the next time you and I may do a video version, we'll need to show this, because, usually when an interview is done on television, there is we call it a lower third super. It's the name superimposed with a title. And this actually said Hillary Rodham, and below it in parentheses, Mrs. Clinton. But this is a great, great off-the-cuff sort of live interview with Hillary Clinton.
And Frank, we have with us the lady who in a few minutes will be the First Lady of Arkansas, Hillary Rodham. Hillary, we know that you are an attorney. What kind of plans have you made to be First Lady of Arkansas?
Well, we've spent a lot of time talking about the kinds of work that we want to do on behalf of the state and some of the activities that we will be active in, but we haven't made any final plans. We hope to be able to involve as many people from around the state and as many different interests and walks of life as we can in projects to better the state and our people. And I intend to continue practicing law because I think that it's important that I both stay in touch with people other than through political life so that I see people in contexts other than at receptions like this or people being nice to me and asking me questions on TV. And I think it's also something I want to do because I've worked hard to attain these skills. But we are very excited and we believe that with the terrific help we have, both at the mansion, the kind of support of staff that we have, as well as our staff here in the governor's office and our political supporters all over the state, that we'll be able to get a lot done.
You mentioned you wanted to keep in touch. Could it be that you have political aspirations of your own?
No, I just think it's I don't have any except for my husband, who I think is a terrific politician and a wonderful man. But no, what I meant by that, Amy, is that I'd like to stay in touch in a way that gets me in contact with more people other than in the sort stilted role that a first lady sometimes is put into. I don't want to see people just at official occasions. I don't want to see them just in the governor's mansion. I want to see them in the workplace. I want to see them in the courthouses. I want to go out and in my daily work as I interview people on cases, I will find out what's going on with them in their lives. And I think that will be a great benefit to both of us because we are going to need that kind of information.
Are you going to find a conflict, though, with these official functions and your own duties as an attorney?
Oh, I'm sure there will be conflicts. But as I said, I think that I have a lot of friends as well as our staff people who will help us pitch hit if I can't make it. But I don't anticipate very many conflicts because most of the social functions occur at night, so there's no problem there. And lunches, of course, are another way that we can bring people in for social affairs. So I really don't imagine that there'll be very many time constraints.
That is Senator Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Democratic presidential nominee who received the most popular votes, Hillary Clinton, but in the late 1970s, and I take her at her word then, she was not thinking about a political career.
No. I mean, you take it a step at a time, and back in, you know, January of 1979, you aren't going to be thinking that far ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, as you mentioned, there were some first ladies we can't hear from because it was silent film. Others, obviously, before the advent of electronic media. There's some others we're not going to hear about this week.
Well, unfortunately, yes, we are, you know, in the process of having everything digitized. And right now we have 24,000 hours of videotape in Pennsylvania that's being digitized and processed. So there's a huge gap of when KATV used videotape that we're still waiting. So, I mean, that covers Gay White, mm-hmm. Betty Tucker, Janet Huckabee. So that's a period that we need to explore next. Now, we do have an interview with Ginger Beebe. That is actually a current interview that the prior center did. You know, we have our Arkansas Memories, where we have many, many Arkansans. You can go to our website and just check Arkansas Memories, and they're including Ginger as Mike Huckabee. But here is a short clip from Ginger Beebe from our Arkansas Memories.
It's a position. A job is something that you get paid for, mm-hmm. and I don't mean that in a negative way, but, you know, I don't get paid to do this. I think Mike and I both have such an opportunity to do some things in the state. I didn't really look at it that way, but having been here now for a year, I think I can be a voice for some groups. Mike and I don't need anything. I mean, you know, he had a good career. We need to give back. And I think, of course, I think I learned that maybe from my mother, but I've listened to Mike all these years talk about how fortunate he was to be able to go to college. and to get a job in this state, and that he wants to give back because the state was so good to him. Well, I think I can do that too. I mean, it's the state's been good to me, and I want to be able to help groups who maybe just need that voice to raise awareness about their cause. You know, last year I did this tour on mental health, on children's mental health, as a result of the legislation that was passed, the system of care, and the governor's commission that was appointed. It was something that I really didn't know anything about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mike asked me if I wanted to do this. And I saw during the campaign, you know, one of the things you do, you go and you talk to people, but you also ask, what are some of your concerns? What are things that you need? And one of them was a system that worked, a healthcare system that worked better for the children. So when this legislation was passed, it just kind of seemed something that I could really do. And I hope that I have raised awareness and that people shouldn't be afraid if they have a child with mental illness.
So, you know, our last is Susan Hutchinson.
Right.
And we have not interviewed her yet, but we are working on an extensive Arkansas Memories interview with Susan and her husband, of course.
Yeah.
But she is very much an advocate for children and for Alzheimer's mm-hmm. awareness. So that sort of runs through what we have, but what I would love to try to do for next week is get in touch with, mm-hmm. politely,
yes.
Gay White, Betty Tucker, Janet Huckabee, Susan Hutchinson, and I may even have a number for Barbara Pryor that I may be able
to do.
Talk
I bet you do.
Her.
Yes. All right. Well, here's hoping you are able to reach all of them.
Yes. So I guess I'm kind of going out on a limb for next week's show, huh?
That's right. Well, if you reach Janet Huckabee, it will be interesting,
yes.
because there is a possibility her son-in-law could become the first gentleman of Arkansas.
That's true. That is true. Because daughter is a strong contender.
Right. Right. I mean, right now, the two announced candidates for the GOP nomination, both women, so a good chance we'll have a first gentleman for the first time in Arkansas history in a few years.
That's true. Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Randy Dixon is with the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. You can put Pryor Center into a search engine, and boy, can you find a lot. Randy, best of luck with your interview hunting in the next 7 days. Can't wait to hear how it turns out.
Hey, thanks. Hope I can come through for you.